Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Karsh from the home studio. Gator in studio with Kang as well. Open lines 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump will have our nominations coming up shortly. We'll get to some phone calls. We're talking about the Palace of Auburn Hills, which came down on Saturday, the final explosion. It worked, by the way, unlike the Silverdome, which was just so on brand for the Lions product. But Kang, you said there was something that gave you goosebumps. It wasn't a game, although it happened in a game, I guess.
Well, it was a game. It wasn't the championship run, because I think that's what most people would expect, is, you know, yep, the championship years when, you know, the basketball was great there. Not to say basketball wasn't great during this time. It was better than it was now. Not that that's hard to achieve, but it was when Chauncey Billups returned to the Palace for the first time as a Denver Nugget. And the place gave him an ovation that I didn't expect. I knew they'd given an ovation, obviously. We knew Chauncey was coming back for the first time. But the emotion that went into it, and then it carried over after the tip. When he would score a basket, the crowd cheered. It was like a home game, and it was very weird. After a while, I actually kind of was like hoping the crowd would stop cheering Chauncey because he was on the other team. But, yeah, as far as just an emotion, I knew it was gonna be emotional, but I didn't expect it to be that emotional, and it did give me goosebumps. That Mason gave him the exact intro that he gave him when he was a Piston. It was great. It was really unbelievable, and a great way to show respect to a guy who helped bring a championship here and was so loved by the fans and the organization.
It's hard to do that. It's hard to have a breakup, if you will. And sure, he was traded, but even then, and have a guy remain as beloved as he was, to get that kind of response. Like, that's really, really cool. And I remember watching it on TV and thinking, this is awesome. This is really, really awesome. And Chauncey's a unique guy. I mean, we talked about it when he was a candidate, I put in quotes, for the Pistons GM job. He really, nobody has a bad thing to say about Chauncey Billups. Not a bad thing to say.
No, just a cool cat. Cool as a come.
248-539-9797.
Marcus is in Farmington. Marcus, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Marcus.
Hello. Hi there. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Good, good. Well, I just want to talk about my favorite Palace experience. Seeing a concert there, I will have to say that it's probably the best venue ever. I saw my first arena concert, the Black Eyed Peas there. And I don't know, but they had Ludacris and LMFAO before that, and the phenomenal, the acoustics in there. I was nosebleed seats with me and my brother, and it felt like we were right there in the lower deck. Like,
that's cool.
How crazy that concert was.
What else do you remember about it? Any?
Just how they used, Black Eyed Peas, just their performance was amazing. They used the whole, a mile of the arena. They had one of the performers, Taboo. He got up on a motorcycle that sended him, literally, it looked like he was about to come up into the nosebleeds and everything. And it was up on the line. I don't know how they did that, but they got him all the way up there. But the saddest thing about that was, because then they performed at the Super Bowl, I think after that, in 2011, and they had the, I don't know if you remember, the sound problems and everything, where one of the mics went out. So I was just saying that to say, seeing them at the Palace was amazing. The acoustics, like they said, is perfect there. And it does make you feel like you don't hear nothing after walking out to that parking lot. You don't hear anything. Your ears are shot.
Yeah, we were actually at the Super Bowl when they were there. Was it Dallas? Was that the Dallas one, Doug? Or was it New York?
I think it was Dallas. I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. And that was sad because, I mean, they were performing so good. And then I think it was Fergie's mic or Will.i.am's, but one of the mics went out or whatever. And it was like the performance just got kind of weird after that, watching it on TV and everything. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. But to have the experience at the Palace was probably the best concert experience, best first big arena experience. I haven't gone to LCA or Ford Field to have a concert there, but Palace was probably, I would have to say, on my top.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it. Yeah, for us at that Super Bowl, what was cool, what I remember about that performance was just the visual of it, because they had like lights and glow sticks or something. It was, that's what stood out to me, that was, made it kind of cool. I mean, I'm not a Black Eyed Peas fan, but I thought it was cool.
They put on a decent 12-minute show.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Max is in Ann Arbor. Max, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Max.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
All right. On. Yeah, I got a few great Palace memories, but the one that sticks out the best to me was Hello Nasty Tour, Beastie Boys and Tribe Called Quest. I believe it was 96 when they were touring. At the Palace, they had the big circular stage right in the middle of like where home court or center court would be.
So it was in the round.
Yeah, it was in the round, and I was out in the general admission area, and my shoe came off, dancing and, like, rocking with people, and somehow my shoe ended up on stage, and I'm, like, screaming at, like, the stage, trying to get up there as hard as I can, and I get within about 10 or 15 feet, and Ad Rock picked up my shoe. I swear to God, he looked directly at me and chucked it the other way.
Oh. Like, man, it's my shoe.
I'm like screaming, that's my shoe. That's my shoe. And then eventually by the end of the concert, people started clearing out and I found it, which was great. But the bottom of my sock was like black, you know, sopping wet with people's spilled beer and grossness. So that was one of my favorite memories from the Palace, honestly. And then when I was a kid, I saw the sweep game for Palace Vision versus the Lakers, which was amazing. And then Nine Inch Nails in, I think, 94 on New Year's Eve for Spiral Tour.
Well, there you go.
Any big acts that went on tour, man, it was a must-stop place. And it's, you know, I'm kind of sad to see it go. It was a tough place to get to. That was the only thing. I mean, it probably made over 100 trips to the Palace, mostly for basketball. But I did go see a Vipers game there. I remember once trying McDonald's All-American game. Was it the McDonald's game? Wasn't it there?
I want to say it was.
Yeah. And I started that drive, and it was a snowstorm, and I'd driven for about an hour. And I was like, I'm never going to make it. So I turned and went back. But there was, you know, it was mostly sports, but it was a tough spot to get to for some people. I'm sure in the northern suburbs, much better. But
I remember going to the NBA draft there.
I was at that draft. Yep.
Yeah,
I was working
Chris Webber
at
draft.
Channel 25.
Remember how excited everybody got when they announced that there was a trade?
Yep.
It was, ooh, did the Pistons trade for Chris Webber?
Yeah.
No,
they didn't.
Did not.
Gator, it's a Monday, so let's get to our champ and chump. And I will start with my champ of the weekend is Colin Morikawa and Justin Thomas for putting on the show that they did at the Workday Charity Open. That was what happened on the 18th green on the first playoff hole was some of the best drama I've seen in a long time. And I mentioned it earlier. It made me jump out of my seat. And my son jumped out of his seat. We high-fived. And I was thinking, I haven't had a sports moment like that in so long. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll get into the details of that coming up, but you are my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, my champ is Colin Morikawa. I mean, he wins the Workday Charity Open after the third playoff hole against Justin Thomas, draining the 25-foot putt on 18 to keep the match going in the playoff. He's only 23 years old. He's been a pro for all of like a year. I think this is awesome for golf to have young golfers that are taking center stage right now. It's great for the game. It's going to grow the game, and it's fantastic. He's been so much fun to watch, Doug. Morikawa was just hunting flags all day yesterday. It was spectacular.
I think he might be he might be a great one.
He could be.
Chump nominations. My chump is the Torch Lake Partygoers. You're just dragging this thing out. I mean, at this point, there's people testing positive that were there, and they don't even know how to contact trace because it was just such a cluster. You know what? You are my chump of the weekend.
My chump are the NBA players that were complaining earlier last week about that food during the two-day quarantine period prior to checking into the resorts. You know, doing the Instagram posts with pictures of the food and then not happy with what they were given. And, of course, now it leaks out that they're going to be wined and dined by the likes of, like, Morton Steakhouse and other big-time restaurants that are going to be catering the meals for the players. It's not a good look to complain about something at this point when you know that you're getting a substantial upgrade and you're staying in a resort. So, I mean, given it's for entertainment purposes, our entertainment, but nobody wants to hear anybody complain.
Nope.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.